Sending that text was risky, to say the least. Stress, family stuff, work concerns, all of it has worked together to keep us from having sex for weeks. In the evenings, we both just fall into bed, exhausted, and sex is the last thing on our minds. Some days, it's hard just to get dinner made, much less have the time we both need to make that connection. But today, this morning, I just couldn't take it anymore. So I arranged sleepovers for the kids and sent you a simple text, a picture of a black lace bra and panty set with the words, "I'll be wearing this when you get home." I didn't expect a response because I know how busy you are during the day. I know you see when I text or email, but unless it's an emergency or requires an answer, I have learned to not expect anything back. I almost dropped my phone when I opened the text of your cock with the words, "I'll be ready." Throughout the day, we go back and forth, sending naughty pictures, sexy words, intimate loving things, things we haven't shared with each other in what seems like months. I send a picture of my bare breast. You send one of your hard cock next to your favorite coffee cup. I tell you how I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth. And you say that you have missed my smell on your fingers. I'm about to jump out of my skin when I hear the front door open that evening. I'm sitting in your favorite chair, wearing the lacy bra and panty set and black heels, with a bottle of your favorite beer between my legs. I walk towards you and stand on my tiptoes to kiss your mouth. Our tongues dance, and our hands are already roaming. Your hands settle on my wide hips as we kiss. Finally, reluctantly, I take a step back and hand you your beer. You take it in one hand while loosening your tie with the other. God, how that small thing turns me on. Watching you slowly relax at the end of the day is one of my favorite things. We've both been so rushed by real life that we haven't been able to just be together. To slowly kiss while our hands roam. To enjoy the small moans and to find out what might cause those delicious sounds. We still haven't even spoken a word to each other, but we don't need words. After so many years together, we relish sweet words, but understand them without actually saying them. You take a long sip of your beer, then set it on the coffee table. I step back to watch as you undo your belt and drop it to the floor, then pick up your beer again and take another sip. Your Adam's apple moves as you swallow, and I can see you relax, your muscles slowly relaxing. You cock your eyebrow at me as you start to unbutton your shirt, asking me if I want to do it for you. I sit back down in your brown leather recliner and take a sip of my wine. "I want to watch you strip," I say with a grin, the first words spoken between us. You say nothing, but playfully tug on your tie and toss it into my lap. I loop it around my neck and tell you to keep going. My heart is pounding as you start to unbutton your shirt. The crisp white shirt is a little wrinkled after a long day, but you still look powerful and oh, so sexy. If only your co-workers and those working under you knew that you love to drop the facade with me, that you don't have to be in control for me, and in fact, you prefer to let me take over. Such a juxtaposition from whom you seem to be in public, that we both know that's part of the appeal. Your fingers make quick work of the buttons, and then you toss that at me too. I hold it to my face and inhale deeply, savoring the smell of your cologne and sweat, and slight hint of tobacco from the cigar that I know you smoked at lunch. Your chest is delightfully hairy. And even though I know you're self-conscious about the few new gray hairs that have sprung up, I love it. The trail of hair that leads to the waistband of your pants, which I motion to with my wine glass and say, "Now the pants, love." Wordlessly, you do as I say, undoing the button and slowly drawing down the zipper. I can see your dark blue boxers appear, and my breath quickens as your pants drop to the floor. You look at me and speak for the first time. "May I taste you?" I nod my head, and you kneel in front of me, pressing my legs apart. Your mouth drops small kisses on my thighs as you move closer, pulling me down to your mouth. My panties are gently pushed to the side, and I can feel your warm breath on my skin. You look up at me and whisper, almost reverently, "So beautiful." I moan softly, and then your mouth is on me, tasting and licking and devouring me. My hands grip the back of your head, pulling you deeper onto me. Your tongue is magic on my clit, and I can feel you slip a finger into my pussy. I groan as you start to fuck me slowly, knowing that I won't be able to last long if you keep this up. I drop my head back against the smooth leather of the chair, and without even thinking about it, my fingers start to pinch my nipples. You pull back slightly and whisper, "Come for me, my love," and then go back to pleasuring me. This does it for me, and I crash over the edge, my hips pushing against your mouth, moaning and begging for you to keep going. You slow down as my body relaxes and gently pull your finger from my pussy. You lean back and look up at me with a satisfied grin and ask me, "What's next, my darling?"